Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome to the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name is Richard Wright. I'm joined today by Mark Cram.
My name is not Richard Wright. I am Mark Cram. It's good to be here.
Once again, they've let us loose on an episode, just the two of us.
Yeah, we certainly didn't record both of these in the same day at a studio because we were here.
Yeah, definitely not, because I had a recorder for my own podcast, Granny Darlings, and didn't sort anything out. That's definitely why this isn't happening.
So, recent developments in wrestling have meant that TNA Wrestling have struck an agreement with WWE, and they will now be co-promoting across NXT.
Yeah.
So, we thought it was an interesting time to have a little fantasy booking thing, don't we,
yes,
Richard?
Well, Jordan Grace has been the first one to publicly talk about wanting a World Collide show, which I think would be great. I think it'd make perfect sense they can do this. Do a WWE. I think in reality it'll be NXT TNA, but we're not going to do that
because we don't live in reality.
No,
because we're wrestling fans.
Yes.
In our late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, we like to book ridiculous. So
reality is not our friend.
No,
right.
So we are going to book a full on AW TNA. No, TNA WWE, because I wanted to say Forbidden Door, so my brain went AW. Forbidden Door style event with TNA and WWE.
Cross the line.
Cross the line. No, they should call it cross the line.
Cross the line.
Cross the line.
So let's think of a format. So how many matches are we sticking to the classic WWE five match
pay per view? Yeah.
Right. So what do we want? What have you got? What's your first thing to frame?
Well, the one, and he's trying to will it into existence. Joe Henry versus John Cena is the match that Joe Henry desperately wants. But I don't think it makes this pay-per-view.
I don't think it makes this pay-per-view. I commend you, Joe Hendry, on trying to make this happen. We see you, even if you can't see him.
Yes.
It wouldn't be what I put on, but Joe Hendry's trying to make it happen. So, I think if you're going to do a pay-per-view, though, you need an electric opener. So, what have we got in the X Division right now in TNA?
Well, the X Division champion is Moose.
So that's not ideal.
No.
Who still works there? Edit this while we look at it.
No, it's okay. You've got Zachary Wentz.
Right.
You've got... Oh, no, he's gone, hasn't he? My brain went... Mike Bailey.
Mike Bailey would have been a great
Mike
option.
Mike Bailey's gone. Josh Alexander is on his way out. He's not really X Division. He was X Division champion.
So we're looking for someone who can wrestle an X Division style match. It feels weird to not have an X Division style match on a TNA match. But there must be someone who can... First of all, who are you putting up from the WWE side in an X Division style match? Are you going classic TNA roots and throwing AJ Styles back into
AJ Styles in the opening match?
Are you going with Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio.
Carmelo Hayes.
Javon Evans. He's not going to be on a show that big, but he's that style. He's that future of that. Montez Ford.
Montez Ford is not a bad
Penta.
Shout. Penta's a great shout. But I'm struggling. All right, so...
Because he's at least got... Penta has at least got history.
Right. Here's my
he's
pick...
world champion.
...for TNA X Division representation is Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Obviously has a lot of beef with WWE.
He does.
So it's him or Zach Wentz, I think, is a realistic option of who you'd want to be doing this with right now in the X Division. So which of those two would you... Who's representing TNA in the X Division? Or Laredo Kid? Casey Navarro?
No.
I mean, it's... So pretty much it's Wentz or it's the other one I said. Chris Bay?
If you use... Ace Austin!
Ace Austin. You want Ace Austin?
Ace Austin could be the one. He's great.
So we're having Ace Austin.
Ace Austin.
And who are you putting him in from the WWE side? And do we even... I mean, we're forcing an X Division match on. Do we actually want an X Division match?
That's the thing. It's like, I think you want like a big opening, like a good open, like a fast, exciting opening match. Doesn't necessarily need to be like reject ourselves to the thingy-bee. To,
so we could look at the tag division.
Because then I do think we need a tag match because I want to put Multi-City Machine Guns on this card.
So what in what feels like a backwards reality?
Yes.
You would have the Hardy Boys representing TNA versus the Smoky Machine Guns representing WWE. It's kind of a generational tag team dream match.
Yeah.
Neither are, I mean, the Guns are still at a good pace. The Hardys aren't winning. Well, but they're doing okay. I'd say book it. I reckon that's your opener. I reckon it's the Hardy Boys versus
if
Motor City Machine Bay, Guns.
If Bay is like available and we're living in a fantasy world where he's fine,
yeah,
then it, I would say ABC versus Motor City Machine Guns. I'd say Chris Bay and Ace Austin versus the Motor City Machine Guns.
So which one are we going with? We've got to pick this. I personally would vote for the Hardys because I feel like I just love the idea that they're representing TNA.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, let's go with that then.
Right, that's our opener.
That's your opener.
What else do we need on this?
So we've got a 5-match card.
We need a women's match.
You need a women's match? You probably need
at least one women's match. So representing TNA, I think, is fairly easy.
This is so weird because once again in the women's match, what we could end up with is the WWE representation is Jordan Grace.
And the TNA representation would be Masha.
Yeah.
But do we just want to put Masha versus Jordan again?
Yeah, we've done
or
it.
Or are you going to throw in a... Because I think...
Are you going to do Masha versus Bianca Belair?
Are you going
to
do
or
Masha,
Rhea Ripley?
Or Masha versus Bayley? Or Masha versus Charlotte Flair?
Yeah.
Or Masha versus... Nikki Cross?
Here's the question. In this land, are we sticking strictly with who is just working at TNA, or do you give people on the roster the ability to represent TNA?
So Jordan Grace representing TNA.
Because I'm thinking AJ Styles.
Against Jordan Grace, what a booking.
Yeah, more match. No, but like, you know, AJ Styles, Motor City Machine Guns, you've got people on this roster that... Because what I'm thinking is...
You're looking at TNA One Night Stand almost at the moment.
Yeah. What I'm thinking is, do you main event this with, like, we can call it Lethal Lockdown, but essentially a Team WWE versus Team TNA?
All right. This is actually... Let's do that as the main event then.
That's the main event.
And then we'll backwork.
Yeah.
Okay, so our main event is a Lethal Lockdown 4-a-side.
Four aside.
And you're saying it's anyone who's wrestled in TNA or is
really TNA guys.
So there's only one... I mean, AJ Styles has been in WWE for a long time.
He has, yeah.
But so we're saying AJ Styles
is the captain
of Team TNA.
Yeah, yeah.
So AJ, and so who... I mean, if you're going synonymous, John Cena has to captain Team WWE.
Yes.
So that's your captains. AJ
and
Styles
that's
on
how
one
you
side.
Get Joe Henry... in the ring with John Cena.
Do you put Joe Hendry on Team TNA?
He's the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Yes, you do.
So you put Cody Rhodes on the other team?
Yes.
It's looking a bit lopsided, I'll say that.
four off.
Should we go five?
Five, yeah.
So we get a tag team in.
Do you want to... Do you put Motor City Machine Guns in there, then you're taking away a match, but...
Well, let's see. Right.
Styles Henry... Motor City Machine Guns and somebody else in their current TNA roster.
Nick
Nemeth.
He would.
Or do you put Ryan and Nick?
You want no disrespect to Ryan Nemeth. We had him on our podcast, but would you have him in an all-time sort of TNA star?
No.
Five team
no.
lineup.
No. So Styles, Joe Henry. Because Joe Henry.
Joe Henry's the champion.
Because Joe Henry. I also it's Joe Henry. I love Joe Henry.
If you look at what's on the two rosters right now, the tag team that's most synonymous with TNA is the
Motor City Machine Guns.
Josh Alexander.
Maybe Josh Alexander, the current roster. JBL keeps popping up there for some reason. No.
Okay, so if we're going to say the four are Henry.
Steve Macklin. No.
So if you said the four are Styles,
Moose.
Henry, Moose is five.
Moose can be five.
Moose is
can
five.
Be five. Right. Or Eddie Edwards. But Moose
Let's
can
go
be
Moose
five.
Moose at five. So who are you having on the other team? So we've got... This podcast has no structure, by the way.
No.
Around this amazing. So it's a lethal lockdown. We have a team representing TNA of AJ Styles, Miles, the Motor City Machine Guns, Moose, and
Joe Henry. Against...
So we have to have their counterparts, essentially. So the man most synonymous with WWE working right
John
now
Cena.
Is John Cena.
Top champion,
Cody Rhodes. Or Gunther, because those belts are equal, yeah, and don't let anyone tell you
they're
otherwise.
Not.
But it's Cody Rhodes.
It's Cody Rhodes.
Did Cody Rhodes work in TNA?
He did
work in TNA. Well, so that's got
he's got history in TNA.
Tag team in WWE. Who's the most
Yeah, because you're only allowed to call him Cody. They weren't allowed to call him Cody Rhodes.
Right, so we're looking at... So TNA is an interest... The tag team is interesting because you can take the Hardys from TNA and have them represent WWE, but I don't want to do that.
No.
So you're looking at who are the two tag team champions right now? DIY. But we've just seen that. Or yeah. Do you go for the big lads? Do we go for the War Raiders?
War Raiders. Interesting.
Or do you go so synonymous with WWE and throw the New Day in there? Or the Usos?
See, the New Day...
Because those are the two that I'd say had the biggest...
Yeah.
Footprint of any tag team in WWE.
At the moment, you'd probably do the Usos, but I would quite like to do New Day.
I would throw New Day
in. I would throw New Day in there.
Yeah.
So, and again, that adds that extra element if they're heels, either got to work with their own team.
And who's the WWE's Moose?
What a question. I don't want to saddle that anyone with that. R-Truth? No,
He is like, you know what?
That's not fair. Moose is great.
So Moose is like one of the biggest TNA guys. Who's like the biggest WWE guys? Like, they are so synonymous with being WWE guys. The Miz.
Orton.
Orton is huge.
Do you put Owens or Zayn in there? Maybe not.
I mean, if you're going for the record of people that have been in War Games matches recently, then Sami Zayn's been in all of them.
Just works his way in there.
So fuck it.
What Moose essentially is, right, is a wrecking force. He's a big guy. He's a force.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker.
Is Bron Breakker the best big guy in WWE now? What about... Oh, fuck it, Jacob Fatu.
Jacob Fatu was my first thought, yeah.
Fatu's in the match.
Jacob Fatu in the match, yeah.
Yeah, then you can't put the Usos in either, so that's good.
That's yeah, that's fine.
Which means, as well, we can go the other way and do Hardys versus Usos as an opener.
Oh, that's a good match.
Hardys representing TNA, yes. And Usos at MWO. So there you go. So we've got a lethal lockdown at the top.
We've got a tag team to open.
We need a women's match. You want Masha, I assume, as TNA champion. Yeah. He's going to represent TNA. I'm not going to have a wrestle with John Grace again.
No.
Just because it feels a bit like we've been over that ground and it has been extremely good.
Incredible matches, but let's not.
So which of the WWE's myriad of female stars would you throw in against Masha?
If you're
going to
do champion... You're not doing... I love Tiffy, but you're not doing Tiffany Stratton.
Would you go Rhea?
Rhea versus Masha.
Yeah.
It's a big match. It's a big match.
I mean, Belair would be great.
Yeah.
Asuka would be great. Io would be great. But I think it's Rhea. You go Rhea versus Masha.
You could do a women's tag match if you had Jordan Grace and Naomi... team against somebody from WWE. Doesn't have to be like an established tag team.
So you want in addition, so we do Masha and Rhea and then
I'm just thinking like we want Jordan Grace on the card.
Okay, so let's have Jordan Grace and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And who you
don't want to do another.
And you're going to have them
represent.
You don't
want to do a women's lethal lockdown as well.
And you're going to have them represent TNA.
TNA, yeah. Because Naomi had that. Basically revived her career.
So yeah, I agree with that. Against, I'm going to say you need a two from WWE. So do you go with mixing up the tag teams? Do you go Belair against Naomi?
Yes.
And then do you put Bayley with Belair?
Maybe.
Or Charlotte Flair with Belair? Or Charlotte Flair with Bayley? Or sure. Becky with Bayley? Or Becky with Charlotte Flair?
Yeah.
They'll get along great.
Can they coexist? They love that. Seems you have a third and you could have done like the horsewomen. Yeah. Who would be the third in that? When Mickey James?
So you went, oh, Mickie James is a great show.
Mickie James, so you go six Jordan women, Grace and Naomi against the four horsewomen of Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch and Bayley.
You don't want to put Tessa Blanchard on Team TNA?
I do not, no.
You do not want to put Tessa Blanchard on Team TNA. What a surprise.
What a shock.
So Jordan...
You know there will be discussions backstage of Charlotte Flair versus Tessa Blanchard.
We can't put three women's matches on. We can, but
no.
So let's have the tag.
I prefer the six man tag to the Charlotte Flair Tessa Blanchard.
So six man tag.
Or do you want to put Tessa Blanchard on the? I don't. Really.
I don't want to put. So
I want Mickie James.
Jordan, Mickie,
Naomi.
Naomi, because Masha's in the first match.
Yeah.
Fucking, I put Tessa on. I want somebody currently working in TNA, and regardless of it, she's probably the best hand they've got over the Masha.
Yeah, so Jordan Grace, Tessa, but oh, no, they hate each other.
I'd see maybe go this way with it. So you have Naomi, Tessa, and Jordan on Team TNA, and then put Naomi onto Team WWE with Belair as the tag team champions.
Yeah, you could do that.
And then give them the third of Bayley.
Bayley, yeah. Bailey, yeah.
It feels weird leaving Becky Lynch off this card, but I'm happy with that as a six.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte Flair's not on the card then.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I'm always fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
And Becky's not been back yet for a while, so we'll go Naomi, Belair, and Bailey versus Tessa, Jordan.
Jordan and Mickie James.
Was it Mickie James?
Mickie James, yeah.
No, Tessa Blanchard.
Tessa Blanchard, Jordan Grace, and Mickie James.
Is that all we've gone with?
I think so.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
There you go. That's good. Nice all generations of TNA there.
Yeah.
So current, former,
and legend.
And legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's under a WWE Legends contract, so it works, Mickie James. She's on that weird thing they're doing right now.
What's she on?
I don't know. They're like doing. I saw something with...
Legends Future Greats.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that is.
I don't know what that is. I saw a weird clip of somebody having a promo towards Bully Ray.
Yeah. That was weird. Okay, so we need one more match for this card. Who is so TNA that is either signed to WWE or TNA right now? Who is like, the interesting one who's not on the card is Nick Nemeth.
Yeah, Nick Nemeth.
Because the history with both. Yes. So who would Nick Nemeth. Representing
one more Ziggler mismatch.
You know, I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Nick Nemeth versus Gunther for the world heavyweight title, for Nick Nemeth to show the idea is that I could be a world champion in WWE. I can prove to you I could be a world champion in WWE. Gunther obviously plays him down with the same way he's doing to Jay now. It's like, oh, no, you can't beat me. Like, that's why you had to run away to TNA because you couldn't hack it here. And that's almost should be the main event, actually.
Mm. Matt Cardona's back with TNA, I believe.
I don't think he gets on that card, though. He's not synonymous enough with TNA. So I think my five-match card is the Lethal Lockdown we described, all of those people.
Yes.
Which, if you want to... Well, let's wind the thing back, because I'm not saying it again.
Lethal Lockdown, it was AJ Styles, Joe Henry, Motor City Machine Guns, and Moose against Cody Rhodes, John Cena... The New Day and Jacob Fatu.
And then we've got the Usos versus the Hardys.
Nice.
I assume for the TNA Tag Team Championships. A title that the Usos obviously covet and want to win.
Yes.
Then we have the women's title of both organisations.
Yes.
So don't know how they book their way out of that one.
Draw!
Masha Slamovich versus Rhea Ripley. And then a women's all-star six women tag match.
Yes.
The team of Tessa Blanchard, who's still there
for some reason.
Jordan Grace, who is a TNA icon, who's just moved to WWE. Mickie James,
a legend
in both companies. But you know, again, we need someone to represent TNA, and the roster is quite thin now that Jordan's gone. And on the other side, we have the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Bianca Belair and Naomi, and their top partner, arguably the most accomplished women's wrestler in WWE history. We've got the most accomplishments.
Yeah.
Well, Charlotte's got more world titles, but Bayley's won fucking everything.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Bayley. And then we have one more match. Nick Nemeth goes after Gunther to win the WWE title in a way that they never had faith in him to do while he was there, other than a cash-in. He's going to win that title clean.
He's not. He's going to lose to Gunther.
He's going to lose to Gunther.
But he's going
to
lose with passion and fury and Ryan cheering him on from the side.
Yes.
Ryan having a bit of a scrap with Ludwig. Ludwig's back for this for some reason. And
JVL turns up for some reason.
Clotheslines. Giovanni Vinci is also back. Thatcher comes from the crowd. What a time to be alive.
And you have a nice little moment in the show. It's not a match, but you have a nice little moment in the show where they kind of recognise the likes of Abyss and Petey Williams and Bobby Roode.
Now I want Abyss.
They're all there.
Now I want Abyss instead of Moose.
I'm tired, man.
I know, but that's...
But, like, all those kind of legends, like, really acknowledge them.
Yeah. Low-key.
Okay.
Everyone's gets along with everyone, famously low-key.
Yeah.
I think we're running
out. Do you know what? Yeah. TNA One Night Stand in WWE, which is weird because it still exists, but you could run a really good one.
I mean, this would be a great show. And, you know, you at home, if you have views on what you'd like to see at a TNA WWE cross-promotional
event. Let us know what matches do you think.
I mean, we're not saying these things are going to happen. I can't imagine John Cena's calling into TNA on his retirement.
No, I think it's more likely to be you might get Moose versus Obafemi, which would be sick.
I'll be up for Moose versus Obafemi.
Like an NXT, maybe in the future, we'll book this, but we'll book
a realistic,
realistic NXT version. That's what we'll do. We will book my teacher there with Obafemi versus Moose, but we'll book a realistic one.
Mustafa Ali versus Axiom?
Well, they're Axiom just been in...
Oh, yes, yeah.
We were taking on Nemeths. So, thank you for watching, listening, and all that stuff. Like, share, subscribe, leave comments, tell your friends, spread the word about the Wrestle Club UK podcast. I've been Richard Wright, joined by Mark Cram, main event Mark Cram.
It's been a pleasure talking TNA, which Always. We don't get to do much.
No, we don't get to do it enough. Maybe next time we'll book, we'll talk about NWA. We won't. Okay, we'll see you all soon. Bye.
Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!